I'm visiting two Scots today, one of the busier battalions in the British Army, and seeing the range of what they've been doing, thanking them for their part in Operation Tempera, where they were helping backfill for the police when we had terrorist attacks earlier in the summer, but also meeting troops who are going off to help train in Iraq and preparing to go to South Sudan. So here you have a very busy battalion of the British Army serving across three continents and helping to keep us safe here at home.
You've had the opportunity to speak to some of the soldiers, but also the officers as well. What feedback have they been giving you?
Well, they're looking forward to getting out there. You join the army to do stuff, and they're going off now to help train the Iraqi army for the last stages of this campaign to deal with this Daesh terrorism in Iraq. And that doesn't just help the people of Iraq. In the end, that keeps us safer here at home as well.
You were asking them about the training. It's an impressive vehicle. You fancy having a go at parking it?
Yeah, I think I need quite a bit of training. But of course, they've used it themselves in Kabul, in Afghanistan. And it's the kind of vehicle you need in some of these densely packed urban areas where Daesh is, the last remnants of Daesh are going to be hiding out. So it's very important that the Iraqi forces get to know how to use this vehicle.
Donald Trump, of course, has been speaking once again about Afghanistan. What are your thoughts on our manning levels for Afghanistan?
Well, we're increasing our numbers slightly as well. We're no longer fighting in Afghanistan. I think what we've all learned is this battle, again, these battles against insurgency, whether in Iraq or Afghanistan, have to be won by local forces that have the support of the local population. But we can help. We can help train. We're doing that in Afghanistan. We can help bring our specialist expertise to deal with terrorism. In Iraq, we're helping with airstrikes from above. So we can help. And in the end, you know, keep making sure that Iraq survives and becomes a safe and more prosperous country is in all our interests. If Afghanistan were to collapse, we could see millions, you know, on the move westwards towards Western Europe, and we would have these terrorist groups coming over here.
We're here at Glencorse Barracks, which of course is on the list of closures. You've had a chance to have a look around. Thoughts?
Well, it's a splendid barracks. We've set out very generous timescales to rationalise some of the estate in Scotland. We're building more new accommodation, as you know, at Lossiemouth, because we're building up the RAF presence there. There's more expansion at Faz Lane. We're closing some of the very old barracks like Fort George. So we are looking at the estate to make sure it's fit for purpose, that it suits the modern soldier, and that those who are sent to these barracks have a good chance of their partner finding work in the local area as well. But we've set a very generous timescale, so we'll continue to look at the particular position of this barracks.